Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome on to this edition of War Chant TV. We are live. It's the recruiting call-in show with Michael Langston, everybody. Make some noise, y'all. Hit that subscribe button to the lower right corner of the screen. Subscribe to the website and enjoy yourselves. We're going to take phone calls. We're going to take comments from everybody on social media, maybe even a comment or two from the Tribal Council. What else can folks do to show some support for us?
Yeah, you can hit the like button for us, guys. That helps us promote these things all the time. We love bringing it to you. So if you hit the like button, it helps us really just keep pushing our product. And if you aren't on War Chant, why not? I mean, it's everything's there for you, recruiting, team stuff. You know, it's we're getting ready to start the season. If you're not fired up, Mike Norvell just had a big breakdown of, I guess, going into the first game in Notre Dame. So it's a lot of excitement, and certainly going to be a lot of excitement from this, you know, call-in show and recruiting this weekend. It's going to be really big, and I'm sporting the new shirt, guys. How you like? What do you think? Yeah, pretty good. But hit that like button. It helps us promote the heck out of these things.
Definitely. How crazy is your weekend going to be, Michael? This is going to be a pretty big visitor weekend, no?
It will be very big. Right now we have 11 official visitors. You can see the visitor list on the premium recruiting board. It's very hectic, and I just added one, a big one this morning. Five-star Julian Armello is coming for the big Notre Dame game. So he confirmed that to me. So you know, Julian Armello will be there along with a ton of other guys. I don't know if it's going to be an official visit yet, but I definitely, the feeling is, expectation is he's going to be there. So certainly big news for an already star-studded list. It's going to be a lot of fun, and going to be tons of guys there. And as people can see, the official visit, I broke them in categories for you. So every one of them are in categories, official visitors, and then below the official visitors, as Aslan can show, scrolling down is the unofficial visitor list, all the 2023, 2024, whatnot. This is constantly being updated every hour, but it's going to be consistently updated until we get to game time. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
These are all officials, like Kevin Coleman official, AJ Duffy official.
Yes.
These are official visits.
Yep, that's 11 official visitors this weekend. So, man, it's going to be hectic.
They're going all in on this. Good for the staff. That's having confidence, bringing all your top guys in to witness a opener against a really, really good team, top 10 team. This guy's a top 10 guy in my life. It's like we were talking about the other day. He's already here, man. Willie's here, dude. Willie freaking Johnson. Let's go, Willie. Psycho, I love you.
I told you about him. Yeah, we talked about Willie yesterday. We had our staff meeting, and I brought up Willie. I'm like, man, nobody touches Willie. And then Willie just right off the bat, just jumping, throwing it down. Willie, ask a question, buddy. Give me something. I got a lot of. I got an hour. Give it to me.
Dollar bill.
Willie, I mean, we haven't even said any. Well, actually, Michael's talked to you about all the official visitors coming in, so he's giving you some information and news. You're crazy. I love it. You're a madman, and in the best way possible. Thank you so much, Willie. For real. I mean, that's all I can really do right now is I'm behind all these computer screens, but just want you to know that we really appreciate the support. That's amazing.
Absolutely.
All right, let's see here. Noel Yakin, how many recruits are we up to now to be at the game? Like, what's the overall number you think, Michael? Like 20, more than 20?
Yeah, there's going to be a lot more than 20. You got 11 official visitors, and then you're probably – I think when you add it all together, by the time the game starts, Noel Yakin, you're talking about around 100 kids that are going to be there. And I'm breaking down. I'm talking about every kid. I'm not talking about just FSU guys. There's going to be guys that just show up that are going to be recruits. So you could have close to 100. But it's definitely going to be above the 50 mark. It's definitely going to be above the 50 mark as far as total overall recruits. It's going to be a lot.
Speaking of close to 100, Michael. Let's go! Rob Raithman in the house. 99-99. Rob, come on, Bubby, love you, man. What are you doing?
I threw the lob to Rob, and Rob spiked it. Like, you want to talk about 100? Okay, I'm going to lay 100. Here you go.
Rob, thank you so much, man. Again, I can't say it enough. I'm terrible at these sort of things, but I am sincere. I really, truly mean it and appreciate just how kind and generous you guys are. Not only with your time, but then also doing that too. I mean, shoot. Rob, post a comment. Willie, post a comment. Something. Let's put up on the screen. Let's get you guys a victory lap here. Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much. Hey, Michael, while we wait for them to maybe send us a question or so, let's go to the phone line, shall we? It is a recruiting call-in show, after all. We already got three folks lined up in the queue. Let's go to Virginia Beach, Virginia. We got the mayor, Mr. 757 himself, Gator Kirk, in the house, y'all. Give it up for Gator Kirk, y'all. Let's go. What's up, Gator Kirk?
Let's go, fellas. It's game week.
Oh, man. Awesome. Bringing it. All right. I like it, Kirk.
Indeed. Now what do we do? Yell at Michael something. Ask a yellow question, Gator Kirk. Bring it.
Matt, now we got to settle down a little bit and prepare for Sunday.
Right. There you go.
My question is, how much influence will the NIL have on recruiting?
I mean, it'll have some influence. It's a prospect by prospect base. As far as some kids, they're big on it, and some kids, you know, it's not so much important compared to other things, like, you know, the way I fit in there, the way I feel on campus, what they're doing with my position, what they do with me as far as the academic thing I'm majoring in, how accessible they are with that. But I do think NIL is going to be a big part and FSU's taken a really strong stance in that they're doing showing a lot of different things. We've seen kids with starting their own barbecue with Lou Bao, talked about that. And it's just, there's a lot of different avenues you can go. So I think it's a big part, but it's not like, I don't think a lot of kids are going to be picking a school just because of NIL or somebody does something a little bit better NIL. I think it's part of the equation, but I don't think it's going to be like the end all as far as why they picked that school.
Didn't Travis Hunter put out something about easy money isn't always the right money, something like that a while back?
Yeah, he did, and it's a very smart comment, but that's not surprising from Travis. Travis is a very detailed guy as far as when he talks about stuff, and he's right. It's not always easy, man. It's like a lot of these things you have to research inside the NIL to see if this is going to benefit you as a player, because it might benefit what might benefit one player might not benefit another. And you know, certainly looks like easy money for certain places might not be easy money when you actually start doing it. You might not be getting the amount of money that you think, or the amount of revenue to come from that than you think. And I think that's what Travis is trying to point out to people. And it's a really good help for FSU when you have a guy that people listen to like Travis Hunter. I mean, he's the number one player in the country. When you say stuff like that, it means more, and it makes people think more when a guy like Hunter says something like that.
All right, gentlemen, I appreciate you taking my call. Make sure if you're not a member of War Chant that you go ahead and sign up. You can do it for 30 days free before you make that full commitment. Let's go ahead and beat Notre Dame and go Noles. Thanks for all the content that all of the War Chant people put out there. Have a great night. As always, go Noles.
Let's go. It's Gator Kirk, everybody, bringing the juice, getting us going on this recruiting call-in show live with Michael Langston here on War Chant TV. Hit the thumbs up button, y'all. Gator Kirk said so. Thank you for the call, Gator Kirk. Eric Angel is also here throwing down some doll hairs. It's a little bit of that. Thank you very much, Eric. Thank you very much. I think you're actually going to be in town. Let us know. Be at the War Chant Appreciation Subscriber Listener Appreciation Party, 2 p.m. Corner Pocket, Saturday, off Appalachia Parkway. Eric says, what's up, guys? Noles football finally here. We're only 5 days away. Dontavius Jackson days away. Hopefully we land Marvin Jones Jr. Michael, who do you think will be the next commitment?
I mean, I don't really have a name yet, but I think it's probably, if it is, it'll come from the 2023 class more than it will 2022. I think a lot of these guys are, if they haven't set, I mean, we have the September announcement of, or not September, but I don't want to say October announcement for Jaleel Skinner. I think it's on October 9th, if I'm not mistaken. So you have that. So that could be one. I'm not going to sit there and predict that because I don't know yet. I think it's a, I think Miami, FSU, Alabama, those teams are all heavily involved. So I got to see how things go this weekend for me to go out. I just don't think there's a 2022 guy that I'm just going to like jump on like, hey, this is going to be the next commitment. I think it's probably going to be a 2023. And I think they could get a few guys off, maybe two or three or maybe four from this weekend, if everything clicks well. So I think it's probably going to be a 2023 guy. I'd have to think about who that name would be, but it's hard to pinpoint that until these guys are actually here for a game and I can see and I can get a feel for what it's like, you know, on campus and just, you know, how things are going and stuff like that. But, you know, I think there's a lot of guys I can choose from. And as far as Marvin Jones, I think I still feel FSU is the team to watch. That's the team to look. And so, it's going to be fun, but until I get a vibe about how these kids feel about being and seeing an FSU game in person, it's kind of a wait and see for me as far as the next commitment in this class.
All right. Thank you for the question, Eric. Thanks for the tip. We do certainly appreciate it. Look at this guy. Pace yourself, Ray. Pace yourself. It's a 13-week season. Come on, Ray. Let's go. $100 in the jar, courtesy of our guy, Mr. H-Town, Ray Pereira. Hope you're doing well, big guy. Do we get to see you Saturday, 2 p.m. at Corner Pocket? Ray, let us know. Michael, what's the potential upgrades, I guess, from 4 to 5 stars in this class? Let's go.
I'm trying to feel what he's trying to ask there.
I guess, who do they have committed right now? It's a 4-star that might get bumped up to a 5. That's how I interpreted it.
Okay. Yeah, there's a few in there. I certainly think Sam McCall, you know, fits that category. He can definitely be bumped up to that area. You know, very explosive. You know, playmaker all over the field. Can play some receiver. I think he's a guy to certainly watch in that commit list. So you can scroll down here. I can kind of look at all these guys. I mean, you still have to mention AJ Duffy in there because he's a top 100 type of guy. So he could potentially move up there. So those are kind of a few that jump. I think Travion Williams.
Thomas. Come on, Bishop Thomas got to get some of that tape, man. If he puts some more tape, like he's got right out there now. I mean, come on.
I think Travion Williams is a guy that really just jumps out to me. I think he's really going to move up the rankings. When you look at, you know, his game, he's already at 141. I think he just does stuff that, and he has the size that you look for. That really just he changes games of what he does. And so I think there's several guys in there, two or three guys, and those are kind of the guys that just jump out to me as far as maybe moving up to that, you know, having a potential to, you know, be a 4 or 5 star.
Okay, very nice. If that was not the question that you had in mind, Ray, let us know, please. Go ahead and comment at the bottom. I'll pop it up on the screen, but that's the way I interpreted your question. Thank you so much, Ray. You're awesome. You're already coming in hot for the season last week. Dropping 200 pills on it. You know, it's amazing. Love you guys, man. He says he's going to be there, everybody. He's going to be there, 2 p.m. at Corner Pocket. I wasn't going to be there, but if Ray's going to be there, I got to go now. So we'll be there. Hey, let's go grab a phone call, shall we, Michael? This is, I think it's our dude. I think this is Wes in the Villages. Wes always trying to get involved on the show, so we do appreciate it. Wes, what's going on, man?
What up, Aslan? What's going on, Michael?
How you doing, buddy?
Doing well. Game week is here.
That's right.
Yeah, feeling pumped up, feeling excited. Lots going on. Content coming out. You guys are cranking it out. Awesome. Keep up the good work. So real quick, Michael, I got a question about, there's a, obviously a slew of visitors for the Notre Dame game. I'm going to go ahead and say when we win or after we win, speak it into existence, if you will. And this could be for any visitor, no matter what class they're in. I'm going to set the over under on 1.5 commitments after the conclusion of that game. What are you taking?
Well, are we taking like, you're talking about your win, but you're also talking about right after the game. So are we talking like a week after the game?
Have to be following, but like the day after, or just, you know, right after, within a, you know, day or two or something.
I think it's going to be similar to kind of what I said with, you know, the elite camps, which is I went with 3 or 4. Not saying I'm putting it out there. I'm saying 3 or 4 will be impacted as far as FSU will land 3 or 4 guys probably from this game at some point. I'm not going to say it's right after the game. Might be a week or week or two, but you know, we've seen that with these events where, you know, kids are committed, but then it's not publicly announced until later. So I think there's a chance to get between 2 to 4. I mean, I think from this event itself, if they win, yeah, I think it's probably going to be 3 to 4, maybe 5.
Okay, well, that's cool. Yeah, I mean, I you know, it's going to be such a big event. And so, you know, I mean, there's going to be so much going on and the hype and the environment. It's just, I think if they go out there and win that game, I think just off the emotion of it, you might get a couple players commit just, you know, just due to the excitement of it all. I mean, potentially, not saying they will. Maybe it's just, you know, maybe it's a silent, or maybe it's like you said, a few down the road at a certain point. But I think a win would really probably springboard maybe guys pull the trigger a little sooner rather than later.
Yeah, it'll be big. I mean, guys that have already set announcements, they'll probably wait. But I think there's some guys where you definitely will impact them. Either way, it's going to be a tidal wave of momentum. If you do win that game, it will be absolutely a big shift. Is, I mean, they already have a lot of positive momentum, but it will take it to a level that they haven't seen since Jimbo was here. And I'm talking about the Jimbo early years where you were landing, like, you know, top guys every year. You're in a lot of top guys. So it really shifts it to a higher level that we have not seen if they are able to pull off that win.
Yeah, agreed. And one, my other question. So, let's just say some of these uncommitted guys that were definitely in the mix for Pritchett, Coleman, Skinner, some different dudes. In your opinion, if we win 6 to 7 games this year, you know, and we'll say 6 to 7, definitely nothing less than that. 6 to 7 wins, if not more, but 6 to 7 wins, and show a good product on the field, show growth, show improvement, don't have any ugly game blowout, you know, things like that from last year. But do you believe that that will potentially keep those guys that we're trending for looking good for? Do you think that'll be enough to get them in this class, or will it take something greater?
No, I think people get so locked in on like certain numbers, but I think the important thing is the growth of the program that you mentioned. And then also, if you're showing growth, the chances of you winning 6 or 7 games is pretty good too. So I think if you win that, I think, you know, winning a game like Notre Dame and then say coming back and beating Miami at home, you get those two wins. That's something that you can utilize on the recruiting front. And then just consistently showing a growth in product every week. And you get, say you get to the 7 win mark. Yeah, I think that's going to be enough to certainly whatever guys like Jaleel Skinner, Kevin Coleman, that's what they want to see. They want to see that, can FSU compete with these other teams? It's not everyone based on everything the wins, and it's a growth process. It's a step process to everything you do. And the step process for FSU is to show they can consistently play and beat some of these teams that are top-notch teams or considered, you know, top-notch teams. And if you can do that consistently and play across the board competitively, yes, that's going to be what recruits are looking for.
Thanks for the questions, Wes. Good hearing from you.
Very
again.
Cool. Yeah, buddy. Hey, I want to tell you, before I forget, Wes Durham on the Packer Derby show this morning, give Warchan a shout-out. I don't know if anybody told you about that or not.
No kidding. Look at that. All right, good.
Thank you, Wes. And Wes.
Make sure you pass that along to Corey, because I know he's always, you know, razzing about those guys and stuff, having a good, you know, laugh about, you know, talking about what they, you know, what's on the show and whatnot. So I thought it was pretty wild that they mentioned War Chant. So that was pretty cool.
Nice. Very nice. Thanks for the heads up on that, Wes. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries. Also, I want to let you know, I'm planning on getting out to the corner pocket there on Saturday. So I hope to finally meet you guys.
All right, man.
You know, I'm planning on being out there. And anyway, you guys keep up the great work. Thanks for taking the call. Tell Corey I said what's up. Maybe I'll see him out there Saturday. Yeah. And y'all, don't forget to hit that thumbs up. Subscribe to that YouTube channel. The content is off the charts. Subscribe to warchant.com. Go Noles. Have a good evening, fellas.
Thank you, Wes. Appreciate the phone call. And as you all know, hopefully should know, subscribing to the YouTube channel is totally free. Doesn't cost you anything. Either does hitting the thumbs up button. It'd be awesome if you could do that. We certainly would appreciate it. I think Wes kind of got to a little bit of the question from Carol that I popped up on the screen here too, Michael, just about what could a win on Sunday do for the recruiting process. I know we want to believe that if they were to beat Notre Dame, it's just going to open some sort of floodgate. But I guess the good thing is that win or lose, everything should be trending in a pretty good direction for the recruiting class.
Yeah, I think the main thing is just showing a good product on the field. I mean, if it's a competitive, really close game, and I mean, that's what recruits want to see. Yeah, you want to win. Winning takes it to another level, because then you're establishing yourself like, okay, what we're building, and you guys coming in with this 2022 class, now you see what we're building. So it's about establishing and solidifying kind of what your message is. Now, they're not telling kids like, hey, we're going to win 9 or 10 games this year, but they're telling kids like, our product's going to be improved. Our product's going to have growth. You're going to see the growth from last year to this year. So that's what they're selling. And we want you to be there so we can take it to competing for the ACC title and national title in the next few years. I mean, that's what their plan is. So I think the main thing is just showing growth in this game. The atmosphere is going to be ridiculously sick for people that haven't been to an FSU game at Doak at night. It's ridiculous. It's going to be wild. Crowd's going to be loud. That place is just electric for any game, but night game is going to be crazy. And, you know, they just have to go out there and show a positive product. And I checked the weather. Weather looks good. So it doesn't like we're going to have what we dealt with Virginia Tech a few years ago, where you had, a lightning delay. I think we look good. Knock on wood. We'll see. But I think it's just a great event that's setting up for them to show you this is how much we've grown as a program and as a football team. And yeah, if you win that game, the momentum is going to go up there to a level that we haven't seen since the year where FSU was landing Tim Jernigan, Jameis Winston, Carlos Williams, all these type of top players, recruits. That's what it's going to hit to where, and it changes the perception of national people of how they're going to view FSU and how they're going to talk about FSU. So, and not only that, but the recruits and stuff like that. Then, as I said before, and I'll cover this in my preview coming up later this week, I think on Thursday, then you follow that up with some consistency every week with what you do. And then we're talking about something where recruiting's really going to hit a level that is at an all-time level. And you can really, coaches can't sell this, FSU stinks, or FSU's, you know, rebuild mode. They're going to be like 4 years away. They can't use that anymore once you start seeing a growth in product on the field.
Well said. Well said, Michael. Let's keep it rolling here on YouTube. Everybody, thanks for being here for us. We're live. It's the Michael Langston Recruiting Call-In Show. James B. is here. James B.'s feeling hairy. I love it. Let's go, James B. Speaking of Jimbo.
This is our time. It ain't their time. It's our time.
Miss you, big guy. James B. says, go Noles. I was able to avoid disaster this weekend. I guess he means literally with the storm. Thoughts and prayers out there, everybody in Louisiana who's been affected by it. I think there's several Florida State players and coaches that have ties to the New Orleans and Baton Rouge area. From what I've heard, everybody's pretty good. Their families back home are safe. So glad to hear that. Says he's ready for this coming weekend. Hopes to finally meet us at some point this weekend. Like recruiting is to a football team. Oh, we are the lifeblood. No, we're not. Maybe Michael is. I'm just some guy. But thank you, James. Come on, man. Just beyond generous. Thank you so much, man. 2 p.m. Corner Pocket Saturday. Hope to see you there, James. I know you and Corey are already friends. You guys hung out in Pensacola the other day. So thank you, James. If you got a question, post it below. You don't have to give us any money. Just post a question. I'll pop it up on the screen. I promise.
Yeah, we can't wait to meet everyone at Corner Pockets. You know, it's going to be fun, especially James. I have never met James, so be fun to meet James. And certainly, we're just here. I mean, you know, whether it's me, Corey, Aslan, Eugene, you know, Ira, we're just here to give you guys everything we have. Everything, for me, it's about everything we're recruiting. I'm going to give you everything I have. I'm going to pour everything into it. And same thing with the dream team that we have of guys that do incredible coverage. And I got a preview coming up on Thursday. I think it's extremely detailed. I think you guys are going to love it. And then I know Ira and Corey and the gang, they have a lot of stuff coming up. So we appreciate that, James. But it's definitely a team effort. Don't let Aslan tell you. He just pushes buttons. He does a lot of stuff for us, guy. Tom.
Push buttons. It's push buttons. That's what I do, man.
Tom Lang, Jeff Cameron, all these guys do a phenomenal job behind the scenes with a lot of stuff that we do. So it's the whole team in general, but we appreciate that. We can't wait to see you on Saturday.
Yeah. Thank you so much, James. Appreciate it, man. We're worldwide. We're nationwide. Some random person in Texas says that Oklahoma is going to go 3-9. A&M is going to go 6-6. And Arkansas is going to win the SEC West undefeated. I love it. I love it, man. You're going to spin off this planet. Keep it up. Let's keep this thing up. Let's grab a phone call here. We'll go to our guides. It's the lovable, affable Daryl in Thomasville, North Carolina. Daryl, good evening to you, friend. How are you?
Good evening, my friend. Touchdown, Florida State. How y'all doing, my friends?
Doing better.
We're doing good. We hope we hear that a lot on Sunday night.
Yeah, we go have that game over here in Thomas Field. My neighbors probably go think I'm crazy over here hollering for Florida State being in the Tar Heel State, but they just will have to learn to live with it. So, I just want Mike, I wanted to ask you about it's good that Armel is going to be at the game on Sunday. I hope it's an official visit, but we'll see. I know we're getting up there. We already got six linemen already committed. I know they're after Pritchett, you know, and Armel. Are they going to, if both of them want to jump on board, will they take both of them? Or are we pretty close to the limit already?
Well, I can't see the, thanks for the question and call, Daryl, but I can't see them turning down both of them. I mean, if they want in, they're going to be in, they're going to load up on this class. Even if that means you take eight, you know, so be it. But I think it gets to a point where numbers are a problem, then they'll say, hey, do you want in or not? You know, we got to make a decision. You know, that kind of stuff might happen, but I just can't see FSU turning down either one of those kids. They obviously want them. They obviously high on either one of them. Obviously, if you get one, it kind of solidifies what you need at that offensive line position, which is they've done an incredible job, but I just can't see them turning down those guys if both of them want in. They're just too good, and I don't see Atkins turning down a guy that's a five-star or, in my feeling, a Rivals 100 guy with Julian Armella. But and then Elijah Pritchett, I think he's a top 100 type player, so I can't see them turning down a talent like either one of those guys. So now, like I said, going back to kind of refreshing, if it comes to a situation where, say, they get Elijah Pritchett and then they, you know, let like Julian know, like, look, we're running low numbers. We need to know if you're going to be in or not. You know, then they might go to another position and his spot be taken there. But they're not going to wait around forever. Let's put it that way. But they would take them, I think, if they want them.
And I got another question for you. I know Skinner is coming in this weekend, and I think his visit is an official visit, right?
Yes, it's an official visit for Julio Skinner.
Okay, and I know his announcement is coming up in October. If he has an if he has an excellent visit, I guess his he could actually have a what they call a I guess a soft commitment or you know tell the coaches he's coming and then not say anything until October, right?
Yeah, he could certainly do that. I mean, we've seen that with several kids, you know, with Dotry Richardson. Obviously, he told the staff early. Quayshon Sapp told the staff early. So there's several guys that have already told the staff before, way before when they were publicly committing. So, yeah, technically he could do that. Obviously, it's an important weekend. He's already officially visited Miami. He's officially visited Alabama. So FSU needs to match that and show, you know, obviously the advantage FSU has is that when he's taking the official visit, he's going to see an electric atmosphere. He's going to be, you know, Alabama and Miami couldn't show him that because there wasn't a game when he visited. It was just in the summer. So that advantage FSU will show, and they'll certainly can jump on that. But they also need to make a strong impression about the culture at FSU. The NIL presentation, I think, is going to be very important with Jaleel. I think that's key as far as in this race. And I'd say, that's kind of the factors of this thing. I think he's already comfortable with what Norvell's going to do because I think Norvell has already told him we're recruiting you as a receiver, which he likes. In fact, he's said to me a few times that I prefer playing receiver over tight end. So I think that's kind of an attraction. So those things are things that they have to highlight. And really just nail on this official visit weekend. Just do a good job of that. And I think they'll have a good shot at pulling this off.
All right. Well, thank you guys for all you do. And y'all hit the thumbs up and everything. Subscribe to War Chant. I got Florida State winning 31-17. And y'all fill that stadium up. Do that War Chant. And I wish I could be there, but maybe I could see y'all another time. And go Noles, and let's whoop up on them Fighting Irish and send them back to where they come from with the tail tucked between their legs. Go Noles.
Let's do that. That's Daryl, everybody. It's in Thomasville, North Carolina. If you're not stoked, check your pulse. You're not living. It's Daryl, everybody. We love you, man. Thank you for the question, the call, the energy. We love it. We appreciate your passion, man. Let's keep this thing rolling. By the way, James B does have a question. He gets to ask questions. Everybody can ask questions, but if it's really good, I'll pop it up on the screen. But if you throw money at us, I'll pop it up no matter what. James B says, starting lineup, Michael. He wants to go team. Anything surprise you at any position looking at the depth chart, I guess?
I actually broke it down with my brother the other day. So I was looking at it, and I don't think there was too many surprises. Obviously, quarterback, there's absolutely no surprise. I don't think there was anything I guess the only thing, Dante Lucas,
yeah,
not being a starter, that surprised me a little bit. But then I thought about it, I'm like, yeah, they're going to rotate a lot of guys in there. So I think they want to have depth. And what I liked about, I'll be honest, guys, I don't really take a lot of solitude in the depth charts, because for me, it's about what the reps are in the games when I see them. I mean, so you can have a starter there, but the guy that gets reps is probably a backup or maybe a two or three. So I think it really, for me, depends on what I see in the first two, three games as far as reps. But what I saw, what I was impressed with the depth chart was, you saw a lot of guys rewarded for really good fall practices and really good springs. It wasn't just talk. It wasn't just like, we're not going to walk the walk and talk the talk. It was like, you know, we've been hearing from Coach Norvell about Dennis Briggs a lot. We've been hearing a lot about Kalen DeLoach, DJ Lundy, even Travis J. These guys we've been hearing a lot about, Robert Scott. I can name a few more, but they solidified that by backing up that when they did these depth charts to say, okay, these guys are starters, clear starters. So I think that for me was the biggest thing of, you know, following through for what you're saying, and it's not just coach speak. They're being pretty direct about, hey, these guys are staying now, and here's what the depth chart reflects and showing that. Malik McClain, I'm not stunned. I actually thought he was going to win the starting job, even though Parchment is a very experienced receiver. I would not have been surprised if McClain would have won that. So I think they're both going to play a lot. But I think the depth chart was similar to kind of what I expected. There was a few surprises in there here and there, but I think overall it was about what I expected.
All right, there we go. Thank you, James, for the question. Michael, thanks for the breakdown. Look at you. He knows that he's not just a recruiting guy, everybody. He also keeps up with them when they arrive at the campus. Let's go to YouTube. We're all here. Let's talk to our guy.
Guys, this is a very special occasion. The Godfather himself has been kind enough to grace us with his presence. The Godfather. This is his damn house. He lives here.
This isn't Ed's show. Ed's show's Wake Up War Chant. Surely I'm going to play for Wake Up War Chant. I'm giving you way too much traction over here, Ed, but I joke. But do drink some DeLuna coffee, y'all. It's available in Publixes all across the state, so check it out. He says they'll be giving away a couple of War Chant bundles at the corner pocket. The bundles include these awesome tumblers as well as their great coffee. I'm just going to hold up some hot cocoa just to show you just how awesome it all is. And the tin of either sea salted caramels or like chocolate covered espresso beans. So
wow,
like $40 or something like that. But they're going to give away a couple. So come on out. Hopefully we do get some recruits to commit after our win Sunday. He says, great seeing Jeff, Corey, Ralph, James, me, and others in Pensacola last week. So thank you, Ed. I will see you. Hopefully I should see.
Yeah, you get to see me at Aslan. It doesn't get any better than that. We can't wait to see you, Ed. We're excited, and I'm thrilled. I'm very pumped up about seeing all the people that we talk to regularly, and it's going to be a lot of fun at Corner Pockets.
Yeah, maybe keep 6 feet from me. I mean, we can dap up real quick, but then I want some distance. Well, I'm just letting you know. That's just if we're out there, just let me know. Travis J's here. Travis, ask a question, man. Don't be scared. He's very optimistic. He's a very positive. He's one of those Garn and Gold diehards. Says enjoys all the great content, having a hard time keeping up with it all. You and I both, Travis. You and I both. Good stuff, boys. Travis, you got a question, man? Let us know. Post at the bottom. We'll talk about it. We'll kick it around. So, Michael, so what have you been up to, man? I haven't seen you forever, man. So have you been calling kids? Like, are you sent all these interviews up with everything? Like, how are things going for these kids starting their football season, trying to get their season started, but also trying to keep an eye on what Florida State's been doing this offseason and preseason?
Yeah, so what I've been doing, obviously a lot of it's preparation for the season. A biggest thing I have is the Friday Night Rewind, which we revealed the last 2 weeks. Last week was the first official week where everyone was really hitting the field. That's kind of my big baby where I put a lot of work and intel into that thing. Friday Night Rewind, you'll see it every Saturday morning when you get up. It's going to be there. So I worked heavily on that. I've been communicating with a lot of recruits that I know are coming to the game. So I've been putting together this list that's taken me like weeks to put together, as far as all the guys are showing up, official visits, about kind of been locked in for a while, but mainly these unofficial visits. So I've been working on that. Last week I went to Thomasville, watched Gabriel Harris and Adam Hawkins play. I'm going to post that observation, I think, later tonight. And then this weekend I got a bigger treat. I'm going to go to Lowndes to watch Lowndes versus Lake Gibson. Which is Sam McCall versus Ja'Kuri Brown, the quarterback, and then Kermani McClain, 2023 DB, and then running back Jalen Glover also for that team that FSU is still heavily recruiting. So I will be there in Valdosta, Georgia, to watch that big matchup. But that's kind of some of the things I'm working on. I hope, maybe in later in the midseason I can start working on this 2023 hot board, but without the numbers, I really can't do that yet, but just kind of prepping for this big weekend. I've been prepping for about 3 or 4 weeks to get ready for the monstrosity of recruiting information that I'm going to have to deal with this weekend.
Michael, what is this? This is new to me, man. Bishop Thomas is sitting out his senior season? What?
Yeah, he actually told us that, Aslan, when we interviewed him when he committed. He actually said that he was going to sit out for his senior season. I think he just wanted to get ready, get his body ready for what he's going to do at FSU. I'm not a fan of it, LB, to be honest. I prefer you play in the season. especially a guy in Bishop Thomas's his capability. The kid's just ridiculous.
Look at this.
With his skill set. I would prefer him playing. I'm not big on high school kids sitting out. You know, college kids are, you know, guys I can understand, but high school, I don't know, you can always get better. There's always things you can work on. So, you know, Bishop's got to make his own decision what he feels best, you know, maybe to get himself ready for Florida State. But I personally, I haven't talked to Bishop. He's supposed to be here this weekend, so I'll probably ask him more about if he is still doing that. Yeah, I'm not exactly for it in the high school ranks. I just think it's way too early to do that because high school, I think there's so much development that you can, even if you're a five-star, even if you're Travis Hunter, there's still stuff that you can develop with your game going into college. So
didn't he just transfer to a new high school? Didn't he like come to like Orlando or whatever? And
yeah, he's from St. Augustine. I played at St. Augustine over there in Louisiana. So I don't know if he's still doing that. He told us that he told the media that when he committed to FSU that he planned on sitting out for his senior season, but I hope it's not a trend. I'll say that, LB. I just hope it's not a trend because I think you get so much benefit in playing that high school season and things you can pick up.
All right.
By the way, this kid's ridiculous if y'all ain't watching this film.
Do we know what the coaching staff thinks about this? I mean, I assume they're still recruiting him, and if they weren't cool with it, they'd be cooling on him.
I mean, I think they kind of just left it up to him as far as a personal choice. It's like I think they would – you know, certainly they would want him to play, but at the same time, they know what they're getting. So they know what Bishop Thomas is. I mean, so I don't think they're stressing one way or the other. I think it's just a personal decision that, hey, do what you got to do. Just make sure your butt's ready to play when you get to Florida State. I mean, I think that's kind of their message.
Speaking of Bishop Sycamore, AJ Duffy, he's tearing it up. We did ask about maybe moving up to a five-star. Could he flirt with it, do you think, Michael?
I think it's going to be tough for him because I think he will be in consideration because he's definitely – anytime you play for the best team in the country, you're playing great teams just about every week, except for last week where the screw-up with ESPN, you know, playing some team that don't even have a high school. But
Let's not blame ESPN for televising it. IMG scheduled that team. I don't think
that ESPN, too. You know, so. Yeah, so it's on both of them. But – But at the same time, AJ's going to play great teams every week, you know, so elite teams every week. So if he plays well and he puts up high numbers, he's certainly going to have a chance to be in that five-star conversation because of those ceilings. I mean, you got great teams. You put big numbers up against elite teams. You're gonna make an impact to people that do these rankings and impressions that do these rankings. Obviously, his size is something that they'll probably look at, but you know, whatever. But at the end of the day, I think the main thing is him performing at a high level. Now, the hard part, why I say it's going to be hard, is IMG. I mean, if you haven't watched IMG, guys, they have so many studs on that team. I mean, five stars everywhere. So you're not always going to see AJ throw the ball. And we've seen the first few games, they've run the ball a lot. So he might not be able to put up these gaudy numbers where you're throwing for 400, 300, 400 yards. So hopefully the competition gets better where they'll force AJ to throw the ball more. You get the bigger numbers, and then we can see more. But that's my only downside of AJ is that he's not going to get enough work throwing the ball to maybe move up the rankings of where you want him to be. But I think there's definitely a possibility if teams start competing more against IMG than what we're seeing.
All right. Travis H. asked about this. Also, Ed, our friend out in Pensacola, about linebackers. So I guess big picture, how are we looking at the linebacker position with some prospects?
Well, there's tons of prospects. I think it's the main guys still so far. I mean, Omar Grant's committed to FSU. Jaron Willis is like going through girlfriends and back and forth with FSU. Like he's had two girlfriends and he's trying to find out which one's the best. He's coming for the FSU Notre Dame game. So that's another one. Wesley Basante from Miami is one that they're heavily involved with. Miami FSU battle, still close battle there with those guys. And then I'm trying to think who else, Daniel Martin is visiting officially to FSU this weekend. Maybe a commit watch there, Aslan. Might be a commit watch to watch with FSU there. So we'll see. But those are the main targets, I think, for the linebacker position right now. You also have Aubrey Smith from out of Grayson, that place for Grayson in Georgia. Not sure how hard they're pushing. That's probably reflectant upon where they sit with a lot of these major targets that they're going after, like Martin, Willis, Basante, because it sounds like they're going to take three in this class, maybe outside chance at four. But those are kind of the main guys that I've heard so far with FSU that are involved with, and kind of that's where they stand. So now that I give you all the guys, I gave you kind of where things sit a little bit with those guys.
Look at that. Extra credit from Michael Buford. Stand up. That's home of Corey Clark. Corey Clark's alma mater, if I'm not mistaken. So PK Sam went there too. You might have heard of him. Let's see. There was a good question here somewhere. I'm trying to find it here. Oh, yeah. Andre Elam. Michael, did you see my man Zion Young, rush defensive end out of Westlake, ball out against Colquitt County last Friday?
Yeah, it was funny. I watched some of that game. I mean, I was at Thomasville, but I was watching the game on my phone. I did see him. I saw him, Andre. He was making plays, and he was consistently in the backfield. He played a really good game. I don't know what he finished with stat-wise, but, yeah, Zion was showing out, and he snapped I think it was a 34-game home winning streak for Colquitt County. Beat him at Moultrie, and that doesn't happen often. So, great game, Zion, if you're watching, buddy. You balled out, man. I like what I saw. Committed to West Virginia, but I like him as a prospect. He's a good one. Westlake, really good school in Atlanta. Really good school.
6'6", 225. That can hunt. I mean, shoot. We got a couple of those guys on the roster right now. I can use more of them.
Yep.
Rob, what are you doing? Rob, what's the question? Don't just give us money. Come on, man. Golly, God bless you, though. Rob, you're the man. Rob, you're getting – I mean, Corey and I have to meet about this and discuss who becomes pillars. You're getting close, Rob. You're getting very close, man. Thank you so much, Rob. Again, man, post a question at the bottom, and we'll pop it up on the screen. There's got to be something on your mind, man. Don't be scared. Otherwise, Michael Kuhn asks, what's the scoop on MJJ, Marvin Jones Jr.?
Yeah, we discussed him a little bit earlier. It's just – It's still very early for Marvin. He's going to take visits. He hasn't really taken the official anywhere. He's going to officially visit FSU for the Miami game, if I'm not mistaken. That's when his official is lined up. Not going to decide till December, so he's not in a hurry. There's no real – I don't think there's a real scoop, Michael, on it.
Is he early enrolling, Mike? Is he trying to enroll in December?
I think that's the plan. Okay. I think that's his plan. I think FSU has done the best job. I think they sit in the best spot with Marvin Jones. Has several, you know, FSU also gets the last official visit. I think he's waiting to see to notch down that fifth official visit he's going to make. But I think he's going to take them all. He's going to go through the process. But I think going into the season, FSU has done the best job connecting with him and his family. Connecting with him as a person, not Marvin Jones's kid. Marvin is Shaytree is very rarely mentioned at all. FSU doesn't. They've all focused on Marvin Jr. Jones Jr. as the person and what he brings and why they need him, which is obvious. But I think they've done the best job, and I think they're the favorite to land him. I think FSU's in a good spot going into the season. Obviously, you got official visits coming up, but I think performance on the field, certainly we talk about that with a lot of these recruits, that will certainly help FSU's cause. That's the one thing that these other big boys can bow out their chest on, you know, that, you know, like Alabama and Ohio State and Oklahoma, they can say, hey, we're a productive program consistently. FSU, what have they really done? So I think they're going to have to show some growth. And I think that's really all Marvin's looking for is just a growth in the program. And I think that's really what the main thing they have to show. But for now, going into the season, I think they've pushed all the right buttons so far. But that was the first part of recruiting. Now we get to the season. That's another part of the recruiting. And now once he takes these officials, things will start heating up. I have a feeling he'll show up to a few games at FSU this year. Wouldn't surprise me if he was there Sunday, but definitely he's going to keep a very close eye on FSU. And I think out of all the schools, they're doing the best job so far.
All right, winding down. We're going to take our last phone call here. We got lots of comments still trickling in here. Maybe some quick thoughts. Johnny Burkett. Travis Hunter, offense, defense.
He's coming as a cornerback, but in my opinion, he's going to – I'll make this pick that I think he's going to play more offense his first few years, and then he'll play more defense in the later part of his career. So I think freshman year, I think he's going to play a lot of receiver, just because where do you need him the most? You need him at receiver the most. The receivers are – it's kind of suspect, you know, as far as what you got there. He could play anywhere. But I think he's going to play both offense and defense to start with. But I think we'll see more of him on offense, in my opinion. That's my opinion.
Okay. Rick Cotton, why haven't top teams been on Edgerrin James' son? He rushed for over 246 against Heritage and all their five stars last Friday.
It's a good question. Maybe because he's Edgerrin James' son, he's probably going to Miami. That's probably why. So I would guess that he's probably a lot to go to Miami. That would be my guess. And schools kind of know that. Surprised there's not a forecast out there for him yet, but, he had a big game. Credit to Edgerrin. I mean, that's a really good team he did that against. And that's a dominant performance. What do you say? I mean, it's Edgerrin James' son. I mean, so I'm sure the reason we haven't heard more about other schools is probably because he's probably indicated to people around him that he's going to Miami. That will be my guess.
Andre Elam says, guys, I love the show and everything War Chant's doing. You all is about to really blow out. Well, say it with your chest, and Andre, do you really mean it? Say it with your chest. He does. He just gave us $20. Thank you.
There you go. Oh, man. Oh, man.
Let's go. Thanks, Andre. Appreciate it, man. I know you're always trying to give some shout out, some shine to the kids in Atlanta. So we do appreciate you scouting out for us. Michael can't be everywhere all the time. So if you guys are scouting people out there, let us know on the show. Michael,
yeah, we'll break it down the show. If you guys tell us a name, I'll break it down.
Shout out In the Wind 2. We got to find out In the Wind 1 and get your name back for you. # Horngang OG. It's game week, guys. Let's channel that winning mentality and will our team to victory. # Go Noles. Absolutely. I can't even imagine how excited I'd be if this happens. Say it, Don. 43-35. Wow. Oh, if they win like that. Ooh, yes.
No defense, huh? No defense.
Let's take this one from Andre since he's been so kind, and then we'll take our caller here. Anthony Hankerson. Do we know anything about this kid, Michael?
I know the name. I think he's a starting running back at I want to say St. Thomas, and yeah, he's very good. I actually like the Fletcher kid from American Heritage, but Hankerson's really good. I mean, he's very load centered to the ground type of guy. He's not blistering fast, but he's very good between the tackles, very good between the tackle runner. He's not going to blow you away with his speed, but his balance is tremendous. Love the way he absorbs contact is different than a lot of kids. He's got to drive through the tackle, and he's very difficult to get on the ground. But his vision and his ability to run between the tackles is what I love about Anthony. No, FSU's not really recruiting him, but he's a guy I do like.
Yeah, I control the show. I can pull up what I want, and I don't know why I'm going to do this, Michael. But every show, I love you, man. Even like Rico Borchelli, what's up with Dustin Hill? He's not here. It's not going to be here for the season.
Yep.
I guess they're hoping maybe, December enrollee, maybe.
Well, the thing is, that's why they took Marcus Cushney, because they had a spot. They used his spot to take that spot because they had a spot. Destin Hill, from everything I got, guys, it's the same report I tell you guys. He is expected to be here in January. That's what I was told. Okay. That's the word I got. That's what Ira's hearing as well. That hasn't changed. They're expecting him to be here. Like, that's what the expectation from FSU is. This is a situation where, oh, we're not going to talk about him. We don't know. It's like, that's what the expectation is. So that's all I can say.
All right, let's take our final caller as we approach the top of the hour here. The War Chant recruiting call-in show with Michael Langston. We got the Pitmaster. He's back. Pitmaster was on earlier. He was on Trench Talk yesterday, I think. He's back this time around. What's going on, Chris? How are you, man?
Not much. Just trying to get some stuff done, but figured I'd take a break. There's a good chance to take a break.
Absolutely.
There you go.
I got a couple questions, Michael. One of them, you know, I started thinking about it. Some of the schools around Middle Georgia, like Northside, it doesn't seem like they favor Florida State much. Do you think there's administrative blocks that go on?
Yeah, I think there's administrative blocks around different areas. I mean, some areas are like, well, we got to get to know these guys. We don't trust them. They got to be around them. So, yeah, I think there's certain schools that you have to work your way in there. Obviously, they have connections to a lot of different places like Carver in Columbus. They do a good job there. Obviously, they have Ryan Bartu, who's tight with them. Most of the schools in Atlanta, I think Alex Atkins does a great job as far as them trusting him a lot as far as a coach. And they have several guys on their staff that recruit Atlanta pretty well. I think Marcus Woodson's very good in the Georgia area. But, yeah, I think there's certain schools like the Northside one that, yeah, you're going to have to work your way in and build trust. And, you know, that's some schools you have previous relationships, and then some schools like Northside and other places that you're going to have to work your way in and prove yourself as a staff that, hey, this is a place you can feel safe sending your kid here. You can feel safe that we're going to take good care of them. We're going to develop them. We're going to develop in the man. We're not going to let things slide. We're not going to let things, these kids just do whatever they want to do. We're going to grow them and mold them. But sometimes that takes time as far as developing.
Yeah. Hopefully they can do that. Cause you know, the one around the area churns out talent. I mean,
yeah,
I see it all the time. We talk about bringing guys up, you know, on the show and stuff like that, but I always wondered why they always go north, but I guess it's probably a favoritism thing, I assume.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure there's schools that some of the coaches push and FSU, unless they grew up a fan of FSU, you're not going to really just be adamant, like, I have to go there. So I think you'll eventually get in there. But if FSU shows the growth in their product and they get kids on their campus, I think their opinions will they'll start swaying some of their kids to FSU. So it'll happen.
My other question is, you know, as the high school season starts, there's actually going to be some kids that are committed to having a successful season. Is that something the coaches take into consideration, like taking their foot off the gas pedal, not bothering these kids while they're focusing on their own season and stuff like that?
I think they give them their space. I definitely can't speak for all the coach stats from different schools, but I can say with FSU, they give these kids a lot of space. They're not hitting them up. Now, they are texting them, doing the things that to let them know, like, hey, we still love you. Just because you're committed don't mean we're just going to forget about you. But they do consistently stay on them. But they do give them space. Like, they know, you know, these kids need time to do their studies. They need time to do things outside of football where you can breathe and relax. And they also understand that these kids spend a lot of time studying film. So, for their opponents or what opponent they're going to face. So I think for the FSU staff, they give them a lot of space. They give them a lot of time. But they also make sure they know, like, hey, we want you bad. So just because you're committed don't mean we're just going to quit recruiting you. So they stay on them pretty hard, but I think they give them the space that they want.
Okay. Yeah. Seemed like common sense to me, but, you know, I didn't know how the culture is these days.
Yeah.
But that's about all I've got. Go Noles this weekend. Can't wait to see it. I'm excited, unlike Aslan, apparently.
Nice, man. Chris, everybody wants to know if you can make it out. Ed says we need barbecue. Ray says, I agree, Ed, we need barbecue. James is like, where's the guy from Perry? He's the master smoker, correct? People want their barbecue.
Yeah. I would love to come down there. We've got big dove hunt set up Saturday. It's like a traditional thing with a couple of different families, and it'd just be kind of a hard turn and burn to go down to Tallahassee afterward. Might have to set something up for later on this season, though.
There we go. The Labor Day dove hunt, y'all. It's tradition. respect the tradition. Thank you for the question, Chris. Thanks for the call, man. Have a good one.
Appreciate it, Aslan.
Yeah, man. I'm excited, man. I just show it in different ways, everybody. I just, you know, you can love your kids, but like, you know, you don't have to be that over the top. Like, oh, my kid's the smartest kid ever. Everything to do is special. That's not how I love my Florida State Seminoles, man. I show it in a different way.
He's jacked up, guys. Trust me. He's jacked up.
If you see me walk in the parking lot to the game, you throw me a beer. I'll slam it. I promise. I'll be really ready. We're done. Hit the thumbs up on your way out. Michael, obviously, is going to be really busy. I don't know, 72 hours. Shoot, more than 72 hours. We're like 5 days away from the game or whatever. What do people have to look forward to over at warchant.com here in the next few days, at least on the recruiting aspect, because we'll have the team covered frontwards, backwards, every way.
Right. Like I mentioned from the outset, we're going to have a Thursday preview. I think it's going to be a really kind of – it's a different way of looking at stuff, and I think it's kind of my focus on what's going to be the keys important to this weekend as far as recruiting. And then, two, obviously on Sunday, I think Saturday some of these kids will start arriving. So we'll start having kids on Friday or Saturday. Maybe some kids that aren't playing this week, they'll already visit FSU. And then I think on Sunday that'll mostly be just recruit reactions. Maybe we'll be able to get up with some of them, but – you're talking about late at night when that game's going to be over with. So probably most of our really extreme coverage will be on Monday, because I think most of the kids are going to probably stay there till Monday. So that's when it's really going to just explode on Monday, where you'll see a lot of follow-ups to these visits, updates, how things went. Did they land a commitment? Obviously, I'll probably share some nuggets on Sunday night, stuff I'm hearing about recruits from this event, even Monday maybe. So it's going to be nearly every day from Sunday through Monday. And then we're going to get up with all these guys and see what noise FSU can make from this game.
That's right. Hit the thumbs up on the way out. Thanks to all our callers. Thanks to Gator Kirk. Thanks to Daryl. Thanks to Wes. Thanks to Chris. Thank you to everybody who tipped in the jar. You guys are awesome. In the Win too. Andre, Rob, Travis, Ed, James, Ray, Eric, Willie, you sly dog, you.
He didn't even ask the question.
Just dropped money and left. So here you go. I'm out of here. Anyhow, thank you all for watching, listening, all that good stuff. He's Michael. I'm Aslan. Stay connected to warchant.com, the ultimate Seminole sports horse. Hit the thumbs up, y'all, please.